بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم فهو أجدر ألا تزدروا نعمة الله عليكم. متفق عليه. وهذا لفظ مسلم. وفي رواية البخاري إذا نظر أحدكم إلى من فضل عليه في المال والخلق فلينظر إلى من هو أسفل منه. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look towards those who have less than you or are of a lower social status and standing than yourself, and do not look towards those who are above you or who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with more. For this is indeed more likely that you will not show disappreciation for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. This hadith, we discussed it quite in length. What is important is the caution that is given at the end of this hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if you will adopt the guidelines that are given to you in this hadith, then it will be conducive and assist you to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors. This quality of shukr, showing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something that is extremely important. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, in his kitab, he mentions the incident of Aun bin Abdullah rahimahullah. Aun bin Abdullah says of himself that I would frequent the gatherings of the wealthy. In other words, those who were of a higher social status and standing than myself, I would adopt their company and I would frequent their gatherings. And I found that what did I observe? I observed that they had better clothes than myself and they had better conveyances than myself. So by frequenting their gatherings and seeing the pomp, the luxury, the fact that they had more wealth than myself, I found that I was constantly in a state of sadness. Then he says, I began frequenting the gatherings of the poor and realized how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed me with, and I was relieved of my sadness. So in this hadith, there's a very practical way which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Stay in the company of the fuqara and the poor. You will notice how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, and therefore this will become conducive to you making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The riwayat of Amr bin Shu'ayb an Abi an Jaddihi, khaslatani man kanata fihi katabahu Allahu shakiran sabira. There are two qualities that if we will imbibe ourselves with these two qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record us and write us down shakiran sabira. These two are very, very great qualities. They are the epitome of the development of iman, the quality of shukr and the quality of sabr. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on hadith, he said, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min, inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair, wa laysa dhalika li ahadin illa li mu'min. In asabatu sarra'u shakara fa kana khayran lahu, wa in asabatu dharra'u sabara fa kana khayran lahu." He said, how surprising, how astonishing, how pleasing the affair of a believer is. Because Allah has kept good for him in everything. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. And no one besides a believer is blessed with this. Constantly he has an opportunity, whatever his circumstance or situation, for him to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in asabatu sarra'u shakara. When goodness comes, constantly there are things in our lives that will please us and make us happy. You became successful in your venture. Your wealth may have increased. Allah Ta'ala may have blessed you with a child. Whatever it may be. Constantly there are things in which we rejoice, which make us happy. Bismillah said when this happens, shakara. He makes the shukr of Allah. He thanks Allah. He shows Allah his appreciation. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. So it is a source of goodness for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ. And on the other hand, this world is not a utopia, it's not an ideal home. Ideal home is akhirat, is jannat. No one likes to have difficulty and hardship. We ask Allah for afiyat. But the reality of this life is there will be trials, there will be tribulations, loss of life, loss of property, loss of those who are near and beloved to us, sickness, hardship, difficulty, our hopes, aspirations, ambitions not being realized. In asabatu darra'u sabara. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when this happens, when affliction befalls him, he makes sabr. He shows Allah he patiently perseveres. He's content with Allah's decision. He develops the quality of qanaat, tranquility, peace, dependence, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he makes sabr, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, fakana khayran lahu. Then even that musibat, that calamity, that hardship befell him, is also a source of goodness and khair for him. So we have to strive to develop these two qualities, sabr and shukr. And in this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, there are two qualities. Allah will write you down amongst those. Allah will record you amongst those who made sabr and shukr. Man nadhara fi dunyahu ila man huwa dunahu. When it comes to your affairs of dunya, then keep looking at those who have less than you. Stay in the company of the poor. Adopt the company of the disadvantaged. So what will happen? Fahamid Allah. You will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala ma faddalahu bihi, over the fact that Allah has blessed you with so much. By staying in the company of the poor, you will notice Allah's favors, Allah's bounties upon you, and you will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As is found in this hadith and in the riwayat of Bukhari, إِذَا نَظَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَى مَنْ فُضِّلَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْمَالِ وَالْخَلْقِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you see someone who Allah has blessed with more than you, so far as his wealth is concerned, so far as his appearance is concerned, he's better looking than you and he has more wealth than you, then what should you do? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَلْيَنْدُرِ إِلَى مَنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْهُ. Then look at the one who has less than you. Because by looking at those who have more than you, there is a possibility that you won't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. You will move away from the realm of the shakirin, those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will be detrimental to your iman and detrimental to your akhirat. So quickly, what is the ilaj, what is the cure, what is the prescription for that? Look at the one who has less than you. This principle applies to matters of dunya. This principle, that look at those who have less than you, applies to matters of dunya. When it comes to our deen, then it is the complete opposite. When it comes to matters of deen and piety and worship, if you reading one para a day, look at the person who's reading three paras a day, three juz a day. If you are reading four rakats tahajjud, look at the man who's reading eight rakats tahajjud. If you wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, look at the person that wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you are fasting in Ramadan only, look at the person who fasts every Monday and Thursday, practices upon the sunnah fast. In other words, in matters of deen, it is the complete opposite. Stay in the company of those who are making more ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than you, who have more qualities of iman and taqwa than yourself. Because what will happen? This will inspire you to strive harder, to exert yourself harder. That is why the second part of this riwayat of Amr bin Shu'ayb and Abi and Jaddihi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man nadhara ila dunyahu ila man huwa dunahu." In matters of dunya, look at those who have less than you. Fahmid Allah ala ma faddalahu bihi. Then you will praise Allah with the fact that Allah blessed you with more. Wa man nadhara fi dinihi ila man huwa fawqahu. And in your matters of deen, look at those who are higher than you. In matters of deen, look at those who are higher than you. If you are giving 40 days a year, then look at the sati that is giving 4 months a year. Don't look at the sati that is giving his 3 days and not giving his 40 days. Because what happens is that in matters of deen, we have to constantly strive to better ourselves. Unfortunately, we have taken this advice and we have turned it upside down. In matters of deen, we look constantly at those who are looking, doing less than us. And we feel, mashallah, I'm coming for Fajr, Salah, with Jamaat. My neighbor doesn't even wake up. In other words, in matters of deen, we look at those who are less than us. And in matters of dunya, we look at those who have more than us. In other words, we've turned the thing upside down completely. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. This human being has been created very, very weak. My respected brothers, this directive of the Quran, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ دَعِيفًا, that you are weak, refers directly to dunya. In dunya, think that you are weak. Other people are striving, killing themselves morning till night. You be content with what Allah has given you. Don't get involved in this backdoor, in this rat race. Don't be keep on chasing. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ دَعِيفًا, Allah made us weak. In matters of deen, we don't say خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ دَعِيفًا, Allah made you weak and you sit back. No. In matters of deen, beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, where Allah says, فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا. When they faced hardships and difficulties in the path of Allah, فَمَا وَهَنُوا, this does not weaken them. وَمَا ضَعُفُوا, they never became weak. وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا, and in matters of deen, in matters of striving in the path of Allah, they never ever became complacent. So what is the Quranic principle? Insan is weak when it comes to dunya. Think that you are very weak when it comes to dunya. Allah made us weak. In other words, sit back, relax, be content, be happy with what Allah has given you. And understand, no matter how much you chase, you're not going to get more than that which Allah has already decreed for you. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah says, nothing is moving on this earth. There is no living creature that is moving and alive on this earth, but I have already decided how much his risk is going to be. So do whatever you want to do. You are fighting that which you cannot change. So in matters of dunya, be weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. But in matters of deen, sky is the limit. Keep striving. Keep striving. Never become complacent. وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا. Sahaba never became weak and they never became complacent. They were never content. You must be content with dunya. Don't be content with your deen. When it comes to your deen, when it comes to your ikhlas, when it comes to your iman, ulama say, apne aap ko muttaham samajna. What does muttaham samajna mean? Keep thinking you are guilty. Keep thinking you are deficient. Keep thinking you are short. Keep thinking you haven't achieved what you're supposed to have achieved. You just read Fajr Salah now. Take one half a minute. If not half a minute, take one 15 seconds and think what kind of Salah I read. How much concentration I had. What type of a Salah did I perform? Look at those around us who mashallah have khushu and khudu in their Salah. And then do the same with Zuhr Salah. Do the same with Asr Salah. Keep thinking your Salah is deficient. Your Quran is deficient. Your zikr of Allah is deficient. Your amal of deen is deficient. In matters of deen, apne aap ko muttaham samajna. Think you are short and deficient and defective. In matters of dunya, alhamdulillah, Allah has given me so much. Stay in the company of the poor. See how much Allah has blessed you with. And be content. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanallah, alhamdulillah.